First Up continues here on TSN 1050. Aaron Karolnik and Carlo Koliakovo with you. To say I am excited about our next guest being on the show, Coco, would be a tremendous understatement. Steve Francis was one of my favorite players growing up, a huge fan of his. But I grew up in Toronto, right? Not in Vancouver, where the love is not as universal for Steve Francis. And that's a topic that's being explored in a documentary being screened here in Toronto on Saturday night. It's called The Grizzly Truth. It tells the story behind the Grizz leaving Vancouver for Memphis. Features many interviews with players, executives, including our next guest, Steve Francis, who was drafted by Vancouver, did not play for Vancouver, and that's one of the themes that is discussed. Let's bring him in. Stevie Franchise here on First Up. Good morning.
Stevie?
How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's our pleasure. Do people still call you Stevie Franchise?
I don't think it'll go anywhere, but
amazing nickname. Amazing nickname.
Yeah,
And well-deserved. You're a three-time All-Star, one of the greats of the 2000s, no doubt. So let's talk about the movie, which actually premiered in Vancouver in October. And I'm curious, Steve, because, you know, the way you left Vancouver, not a lot of love at that time. What's the reaction now after all these years have passed?
First of all, I want to say thank you to the producers, as you hear the kids in the background crying. But I wanted to say thank you to the producers, Kat. She did a great job doing the history of, you know, understanding, you know, a sports franchise and also understanding players and understanding their lives. And for me, it was a good way to kind of say my part of how I felt before, you know, before the world, because everybody already seen what initially happened. So it was great.
So you talk about what initially happened, and just to elaborate on that, you were drafted number 2 overall by Vancouver. It was pretty obvious. You watched the film. You were not happy. How much of that had to do with the city? How much of that had to do with the unknown? You didn't know anything about Vancouver, playing in Canada, a different country. Do you kind of regret how it all played out at this point in time?
I think it could have been done better on both parts, but the unknown was the most, you know, to a lot of players, even now watching the movie, some of the other guys, you know, just like myself, didn't really understand the city, wasn't able to get an opportunity to really tour Vancouver and get the history or anything. So just like, hey, guys, you're going to be at this facility and we're just here to play basketball. But then again, you know, it was a young franchise at the time. You know, the team came in 1995 with a lot of money. So, you know, you got to have some direction when you want to, you know, compete in that type of league.
Steve, it's almost more than 20 years since that the Vancouver Grizzlies entered the NBA. What made you want to decide to go back and tell this story, the Grizzly Truth, and, you know, make people really understand what happened?
I got two younger kids, and, you know, they didn't get a chance to witness this. They weren't born. They hear a lot of stories about how bad of a guy I was. So I wanted, and I was blessed to be able to, you know, to tell my point of view at my kids at the age of 15 to 18 to understand some of the things that I went through. I decided not to talk about, you know, and took that risk. But then again, you know, it's more about what you believe in.
Our guest is Steve Francis. He will be in Toronto this weekend as part of the debut, at least here in our city, of a documentary called The Grizzly Truth. So people here in Toronto, of course, we have the Raptors, team that just won the NBA title a couple of years ago, very successful team. Why, in your opinion, Steve, did the Vancouver Grizzlies not work?
Of course, as you'll see, you know, the unknown, kind of, you know, deeper into hockey, as, you know, Toronto is kind of closer to New York. Over there, you have Seattle, you have Los Angeles and things like that. And I don't think that it caught on to the masses. The word wasn't being spread. You know, you got to go out those communities and really have people believe in your product. And I think that's one of the things that they probably were lacking. But I think now with this right here can maybe shine another light on possibly going back over there with basketball.
Interesting. So you think it's possible, in your opinion, if Vancouver got an NBA team again, it would be something that could work out differently now than it did back in the early 2000s?
I would say just because of that, you know, to move forward, you got to make some type of mistake. I don't think it was the city's part. I know the fans are there. I know they're behind having basketball there. I was out there playing basketball outside, and there were so many kids coming out there just hooping, and I was surprised. But, yeah, basketball is live over there.
Our guest is Steve Francis. Again, he will be in Toronto this weekend for the Toronto debut of a film called The Grizzly Truth, one you can see on TSN in early 2023. Steve, you played a long time in the NBA. You had so much success, and I'm sure you had many visits to Toronto when you played with Houston, amongst other teams. Where did Toronto rank on your favorite cities to visit? As at least in the early part of your career, you weren't the biggest fan of Vancouver.
It was, you know, I was kind of scared because I thought it was, you know, it was a whole country against me. But I know I tend to play. I had great games when I came to Toronto to play. The fans were behind the organization, behind the team. And, of course, at that time, the superstar was Vince Carter. So it was always great to come up there to play.
Yeah, Vince Carter, a name that even for some people in Toronto, and it's funny, Steve, that there's a lot, it's a big divide here in our city with regards to the perception of Vince Carter. Some people love him, credit him for the growth of basketball. Some people even give him a little bit of credit for the Raptors NBA championship, which I find to be absurd. There is another faction, which I'm kind of a part of, not the biggest fan of Vince Carter after how things went down here in Toronto. I wanted to ask you about playing with Charles Barkley. And in your rookie year with Houston, he was on your team. I believe that was his final season in the NBA. What did a veteran Chuck Barkley, and how did he treat the rookie Steve Francis back all those years ago?
It was tough, man. You know, he came from the old school where, you know, he had to make sure the veterans had their practice gear in front of their room. I'm not sure if they still have those rules in the NBA. So it was great to see, and just the whole mystique of playing with a legend like that. So to me, I was in awe because I love sports so much, and to be on the court with him and the King was awesome to me.
Well, we are so excited to be there. At least I will be there. Carlo has other commitments. He's calling a hockey game on Saturday night. But I will be there on Saturday for the Toronto debut of The Grizzly Truth. I know you'll be there. Jimmy King from the Fab Five and the director of the film as well. Should be an awesome night. Really looking forward to seeing it and looking forward to catching up with you again down the road. Thank you for doing this, Steve.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. You're the man. Steve Francis. So I have, like, I was a huge basketball fan, still am, like a fantasy basketball fan back in the day. Let's say early 2000s. I'm like 12, 13 years old, and Steve Francis was a fantasy basketball legend. Points, rebounds, assists, steals, threes. Ah, he was awesome. I remember early part in the season, Steve Francis was going off for like 30 a game. And I made a bet with my buddy Ricky, would Steve Francis lead the NBA in scoring? And he said yes, and I said no, and he ultimately did not. But he was on a prodigious pace at the early part of the season. So we thank you. We thank Steve Francis. I don't know, Steve Phillips. When you book back-to-back Steve's, it becomes a little Stevie Franchise. one of the great nicknames in NBA history as well. Fired up for the Grizzly Truth on Saturday. What's the Grizzly Truth with the Toronto Blue Jays? Are they going to sign anybody? Is Ross Atkins even at the winter meetings? We'll ask Steve
Has he
Phillips.
Been cited?
Are we sure he's there? Because they got to make some moves. Because a bunch of free agents are going off the board, including Aaron Judge, including Xander Bogaerts, including a lot of the guys that were rumored to be of interest to the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll head down there to chat with Steve Phillips next.